Hello, everybody. Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey.
And I'm Bleeping Carrie.
And this is our podcast.
We thought it was a good idea to do it again.
Yeah, week number two. What are we thinking? But we're doing it. We're having a great time. It's some good old-fashioned mommy time. I wanted to ask you, Carrie, what was your win for the week? What was your mommy win for this week?
I would say my mommy win this week was having some time to myself and going skiing for the first time in 8 years. I was a pretty avid skier as a kid and a young adult and a newlywed. And then I had kids and I stopped and I got up and down the hill a handful of times and I didn't break anything.
That is phenomenal. 8 years.
Yeah, eight years.
That's like nearly a decade. That's like a crazy long time to get back up on there. So that is a huge win. Congrats. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. Awesome. It was a big day for me. The fact that I didn't kill myself. Mike's like, let me know when you're off the mountain so I can confirm that you're still alive.
Was there a lot of snow? Was it fluffy?
It wasn't. It was quite abysmal, actually, because it hasn't been a very cold winter or a snowy one here at all. So the mountain was only half open in New Jersey, and we were pretty much skiing under constant snow machines.
Fabulous. I've never been skiing, not a once. I have been sledding, so, and that's about all I could say sport-wise that I participated in the snow. So I really can't connect. I can't really get myself out there on a pair of skis. It doesn't really tempt me. I think I would be one of those that would have an El Accidente and be taken off. It would be pretty rough.
What about you? What was your win this week?
My win included getting all the laundry done. I know how fascinating that is. But there is something about getting that last, pair of Little Mermaid underwear out of the hamper, washed, folded, put away. And I also, don't be jealous, got all my ironing done today as well.
Not ironing. Let's just take a moment and revisit ironing, because I've never really been an ironer myself. Mike's always done all the ironing.
Well, yeah.
Why do you buy clothes and need ironing?
Well, let's talk about that. I have to iron because my husband, who has to wear clothes, decided that he needed ironed clothes to wear to work. So now if there's certain shirts that are like that wrinkle free, those are the ones that I want him to partake in. But then once in a while, there'll be shirts that just, they're so wrinkled, they have to be ironed. And I have to, he doesn't know what he's doing with the ironing board, with the iron. So I have to do it. And, I'm not saying I do anything. My creases aren't, creasy and delicious, but they're good enough. I'm a good enough ironer that's that.
So I would like to recommend L.L. Bean wrinkle free long sleeve dress shirts.
Okay, I'll look into it. I will say clean laundry makes you feel good. And that's it. That's my one for the week. So we wanted to throw in some good topics here, some good meaty mommy topics. So I know, Carrie, you wanted to get some opinion on this. What did you want to talk about with the situation this evening?
So my topic tonight was ways my life would be easier if it was okay if I acted like a toddler. Right.
Gosh. Is it bad if I think that I already act like a toddler? So my life must be super easy. I just go that.
Some of the toddler antics that have happened to me, I've had, I've been sitting in a chair, like, eating something, and toddlers just stand there staring at me. And, I mean, like, toddlers I don't even know. Like, they're just staring at me, and I'm like, do I give you food? I've had other toddlers just break into my bag and start eating my food. My daughter will come up to me and say, Mommy, I don't like your smell. There's no, like, backing up or offering a breath mint. It's just like, you stink. I'm leaving.
Yeah. I caught my daughter asking her grandmother today if she pooped. Did you poop today? My mother was just like, I never had anyone ask me that. Child, adult. And she was like, she threw me. She threw me for a loop when she asked me that. So that would be pretty cool, though, if we were able to act like that all the time and just right. get away with it.
I mean, imagine fights. You get in a fight with your friend, you just stand there and scream in their face. Or throw a ball at their face. You don't like the food, you just throw it across the room. Knock it off the table. Like, screw you, I'm not eating this. You got something up your nose. Don't wait for a tissue. Just stand there and stick your finger, like, two knuckles deep. Clean it out. Don't worry, your friend's probably doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think life would be a lot easier if those things were just overlooked. Because right now, if you're doing that kind of stuff in public, if I'm a mom and I'm standing there with my kid, and I just start, you know, for instance, taking my clothes off or, you know, any of the 900 things my toddler decides to do.
Drop a Cheerio down your shirt? Just take your shirt off.
Just do it. There's also the hair pulling. You know, sometimes when I interact with someone out in public, you know, you can contain yourself as an adult, but, you know, my kids like to, when they're at it, they're pulling hair, you know, they're going at it, they're brother and sister. And I would like to see what would happen if, you know, you and I were out and, Carrie, you said something to me and I just decided that I was going to pull at your hair. Maybe spit on you. I don't know.
I think there would actually be guys lining up with shots. Then where's this going to go?
Wow, maybe we can make some money off that. Maybe some dollar bills, people making it rain all over us.
We could have like a YouTube video. Like, let's just start random fights in bars and see what happens.
Or we could just, you know, we'll videotape what our kids are doing, and then when they're getting a little rowdy, we can just do a reenactment of it mm-hmm. on a street corner, mm-hmm. and potentially people could call the cops, and we could potentially be in the court of law trying right. to get out of jail time.
And say, listen, I was just acting like a toddler. Hey, what if we had GoPros on our head, right, and like earbuds connected to our phones, and our kids are monitoring what we're doing and telling us how to act?
Ooh, a little Ellen DeGeneres style, like she's in somebody's, like a celeb's ear telling them how to act.
Right, yeah. But it's our kids.
But it's our kids giving us the instruction. I like it.
I guarantee I would be eating a lot more food off the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee I'll be wearing princess dresses 24 hours a day. With lipstick that goes all the way up around into my nostril area, down to my chin.
Next week's segment, a video of what we did.
Yes. Yes.
When our children had control.
Oh, yes. And I'll also scream bloody murder when I'm in the shower, like after when someone's washing my hair, like I'm getting murdered in the shower. Because that's all my kids love to do is scream bloody murder when I'm trying to do is wash you up. There's no harm done here. I'm just getting some soap out of your hair.
They call it no tears. They lie.
Yeah, they lie. I try to convince my daughter. Like, I you know, the soap, I'm telling you, it's not going to hurt your eyes. And she doesn't believe it. And she screams. And, there's soap in my eyes, but it's okay. It's okay. It's not going to hurt you.
Right, so that's how I think life would be like if we could act like toddlers.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it. So, Carrie, what is our podcast this week sponsored by? Who are you drinking?
I am drinking Svedka again. Okay. With this time, a mix of homemade Kahlua.
Oh.
Made in my home. But given to me as a gift with milk, commonly called a white Russian.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those in, I don't even know.
I don't know, like 2 years ago, Mike and I, and he might have to turn in his man card for this, but Mike and I started, like, in the winter, we like white Russians.
Wow. I'm really impressed. I haven't had a white Russian in probably, like, 40 years, and I'm only 37.
Right, when you're like, this is what you drink when you're like 19 and you go to dinner with,
but they're like, so delicious.
Your aunt doesn't know that you're underage.
Yes, but they're so delicious that they now are. I'm craving one for sure.
Yeah, the Kahlua, man. I mean,
gotta love that taste
and the homemade Kahlua.
Yeah. Now, how do you did the person who gave this to you offer up their homemade, or is it like a secret?
It was my sister, it came from Santa Claus, and she did give me the recipe. I think it's made with, and I can't find it, but I think it's made with coffee and vodka, I think. Like, you can use, you know, probably like a whiskey or something. I don't know. I will find it. After posting our podcast, I will, if this makes the cut, I will post the recipe that she gave me.
Fabulous. It sounds delicious. I couldn't tell if you had like a sex on the beach or what you had going there. But I will say that, I wouldn't have guessed you were going to say Kahlua. So I cheers to you on the Kahlua. I happen to have Saranac pint glass from Utica, New York. With a white wine spritzer which is something that I occasionally make, and I roll my own eyes when I drink them.
What composes or what makes up a white wine spritzer?
So, you know, I go about 3/4 on the Pinot Grigio, and then I got a nice can of Canada Dry. I chopped it off with that.
Nice.
And I must say, I'm never really a huge fan of white wine, but I had a big old bottle of it, and I said, you know what, maybe I'll make myself a wine spritzer. And here I am.
Wine spritzing.
Yes. So, cheers to us. Cheers to you ladies who've made it through the week, made it through the day. And we want to thank everybody again for sticking around to chat with us. But we did want to move on with another topic, and that topic is bedtime. Now, I can feel a lot of people cringing out there just by the mention of it. We had a bad bedtime night tonight. Couldn't get these kids in bed. They were crying. It seemed like something was up. Couldn't get their butts in bed, and I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the moon. maybe it's me drinking
white wine spritzers.
But like Sophia will, you know, fall asleep. She's in her bed, and then kind of like clockwork, 2:30 every morning. She will, you know, I'll hear her door open. I hear her tiptoe down, and then. You know, I'm kind of ready for her because she wants to crawl in bed with us. And she says the same thing every night. She's super cute about it. She's like, Mommy, can I come lay with you? And I'm like, yes, come on in. You know, and I got my arms out and we, you know, I pull her up into bed, break my back, twist. We're twisting her in and she crawls in and.
You got to get one of those cat chairs where they can hop up.
I know. It's exactly what I need. You know, she used to sit up and cry in her bed until in the middle of the night at like 2:30 every morning until I went in got her and brought her in. But now she, like, tips up. It's awesome. Like, she's just self-serving kid in the bed. And that works out much, much better. And, you know, all I want to do is go to bed. I'm ready for bed at, like, 8:30. And then...
In the morning?
Yeah. For sure. For sure. My intake of coffee has gone from one cup to, like, four a day. Just to maintain.
I had one time I was staying... my parents had a timeshare, and it was a three-bedroom, so the kids had to share a room. My parents were in one room, the kids were in another room, and I was in a room by myself, and Mike didn't go with me this time. And they were young, and they weren't used to sharing a room, so I was sitting in the room with them, trying to get them both to fall asleep, and just as one would start to fall asleep, the other would wake the other up, and it was back and forth, and I finally just started, like, crying. Like, I'd had it. My parents are outside the door, like, what are we supposed to do? And so, like, I think my dad came in and picked up A-Train and just brought her into another room until I could get M-Dog down to sleep. And then...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he just kind of, like, soothed her.
Yeah.
And we just never spoke of it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's something about a sleep deprivation that drives me into a completely different person. Makes me insane.
So it's pretty crazy. But, Carrie, please, tell me something good.
The other day, M-Dog's just, like, I don't know, telling A-Train about animals. Like, yeah, cows, they put out milk from underneath, like, below them. Mm. Underneath them, they put out milk. And he's like, really? Or she's like, really? Like, what? He's like, yeah, like, milk squirts out of their penis. Like, wait. Like, let's not start yanking on penises trying to get milk out. No, they have udders. And then Mike's line was, that's utterly ridiculous.
Of course it was. Of course it was. How could it be anything other than that? Speaking of udders and nipples, Mikey, whenever I'm holding him on my hip, he either has impeccable, like, aim or gauge, but he knows exactly where, instead of, like, you know, he's on my hip and then he puts his hand on me to, like, hold himself close, but he will pinch my nipples so hard. And I feel like I'm constantly saying to this kid, stop pinching my nipples. And I kind of, you know, it's like a plaything for him, but I'm like, dude, stop pinching my nipples. So it's like I'm saying that. I'm just wondering how many more times I have to say it before I don't say it anymore.
I have a friend whose daughter will stick her hand in her bra, get in there, and pull her hand out and sniff them. And then offer you a sniff. And you're like, no, that's cool.
That's cool. I don't need that sniff today.
Catch me tomorrow.
I sniff my own mom's breast bra. I don't need to sniff yours.
Yeah. Right, so someday they'll be mine again.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Sophia had a dance class today, and, you know, it's usually pretty smooth, and I'm seeing her tell the teacher something, the dance teacher. And I'm like, oh, God, what is she saying? And then I see the teacher go, what? I'm like, oh, God. And then she's telling her, and she's, you know, got her face on, and she's cute, and she's saying it. And I'm like, oh, God, she's pretty psyched to tell her something. But why did Miss Mary Ellen say, what? Oh, God. So when she comes out, she goes, oh, Sophia's so funny. She says to me, Miss Mary Ellen, my brother broke my piggy bank today, or whatever day, and I was like, oh, God, okay, good. It was just the piggy bank story. It wasn't anything about anything else that could potentially be harmful to myself and others.
Like, did you spend the dance class being, like, running through, like, a list of things that may...
Yes. I went home immediately and had a white wine spritzer.
Next week, Sophia's like, Miss Mary Ellen, my mom drinks white wine spritzers. Do you drink white wine spritzers?
Miss Mary Ellen.
We had a dance class today, too, and I told a story last week about how A-Train eats blueberries until she's, like, purple.
Yes, and... yes.
So the first thing her dance teacher says to her today, as she's, like, the dance teacher walks past us and the kids kind of, like, follow in line like a Pied Piper. So Miss Raina says to A-Train, "Oh, what happened to your blue mouth today? No blueberries?" A-Train looks at me and growls.
My bitch mother wouldn't give me any.
Like, that's the kind of day we had today.
But enough giggling. we gotta ration our giggling. This whole thing.
Gotta move on.
The whole thing could just be us giggling. Thanks for listening. Check us out on bleepingmotherhood.com or come visit us on Facebook and get all the fun. I'm Bleeping Audrey, and that was Bleeping Carrie. Have a bleeping great week.